Hey there, my friends call me Big Bobby. I dream big. I like big burgers, and I'm big on streaming. And when it comes to catching those big moments of my favorite shows, I unfold the big 7.6-inch screen of my new Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 5.
I love you, James. I've always loved you.
And Big Bobby also gets big feelings. Good for you, James. You deserve it.
Go big wherever you go on the big screen of the new Galaxy Z Fold 5. Get yours now at Samsung.com.
This episode is brought to you by Eggo, making mornings more Lego with Eggo.
Today's show is sponsored by the Windowless Van Drivers Council for Awareness. For more information, go to WVDCFA.org. Let's start the show. Welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast hosted by me, Tom Sharpling. We are here going through the show episode by episode, and we're going to do another one today. Thanks for listening, and let's go meet the friends. Welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends. My name's Tom Sharpling, the host of the show. Today, we are doing a good episode, and it's called The One with the Blackout, Season 1, Episode 7, written by Jeffrey Astroff and Mike Sikowitz, directed by James Burrows, and this aired on November 3rd, 1994. New York City is blacked out due to a mishap which happened on a different show, Mad About You. We'll talk more about that as the show goes on. Chandler is trapped in an ATM vestibule with model Jill Goodacre. The rest of the gang hangs out at Monica and Rachel's apartment, and they're lighting candles, and Ross gets attacked by a cat when he's just about to go express his feelings that he has for Rachel to Rachel. And then Rachel meets Paolo, the Italian hunk who lives in the building, and hits it off with him, much to Ross's dismay. And in a minute, we're going to bring on the show. Ruby Goodman is going to be here again. He's the BuzzFeed pop culture critic at large. And we're going to talk to him about things, and we're going to talk about the show. And yeah, this is a good one. So let's...
You forgot to thank Josh Cantor at the end of the last episode for his music again.
I forgot to thank...
Josh Cantor.
Sure, okay. So thanks...
Do you want to
yeah,
do
thanks,
that
thanks,
now?
Thanks, Josh Cantor. Okay?
Okay. I'll edit that in at the end of the last episode then. Well, we'll just leave it. Because, I mean, it happened. And he had feelings about it already, so...
You gonna keep going back and forth with this? You figure it out. What are you? Is this like a? Are you doing a soliloquy here?
Should no,
I
leave
no.
It
in, take
no,
it
let's
out?
Let's do this. Let's talk Friends.
Did you get a chance to watch this one?
I did not.
Okay, yeah. So let's not. So when you say let's talk Friends, you mean
you? I'm you and Ruby.
Okay,
because Ruby's had a lot of great stuff to say so far.
He has, yes. And thanks for coming on the show, Ruby.
Oh, it's great to be here.
So good to have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah. And let's get to this episode, The One with the Blackout. Did you have a chance to see this one?
Oh, numerous times.
Okay. Thank you, first of all, for watching it. This one is interesting because it was a tie-in to other episodes of other shows on NBC. They had a night of a blackout-related programming on their sitcoms. So there was the
Mad About You.
I watched that one.
That's where the blackout started.
Yeah.
That Jamie, was that her name? Jamie?
Mm-hmm.
It was
yeah.
Helen Hunt's character.
Yep.
Jamie caused the blackout. and then the cast of Friends was stuck in the blackout. Then we slide over to Seinfeld. No mention of the blackout, because they did not want to be a part of anything network-wise. They did not want to share anything with anyone. No blackout. Then, Madman, what's the show? Madman of the People.
Mm-hmm.
Which was a vehicle that starred Dabney Coleman.
So great.
And he was back in the black. So the blackout started again.
Mm-hmm.
It's not exactly how blackouts work.
You know, NBC was known for these events, these television events. They did one with the Golden Girls and their Saturday Night lineup, where it crossed over with Nurses and Empty Nest. So, you know, this wasn't anything new, and it's surprising to think now that Friends is this behemoth. But back then it was just, you know, another show that kind of had to toe the line where they didn't get to opt out like Seinfeld did.
No, they did not get to say how it was yet. Soon they would, though. Let me just say, today's show is sponsored by the Windowless Van Drivers Council for Awareness. Here are a few facts about windowless vans and the people that drive them. Fact. Over 82% of windowless van drivers have absolutely no criminal record. Fact. A study by the automotive industry determined that of all van-related violent crimes, two-thirds took place in vans with windows. Fact. Drivers of windowless vans are the most discriminated people in America. I don't know if I agree with that. Windowless vans are essential to trade workers and craftsmen. They allow the room to transport massive amounts of equipment and tools without putting the items on display for potential break-ins. But these days, you'd think that windowless vans were only used for abductions or worse. This is not the case. What if your father drove a windowless van? Or your mother? Or your local councilman? Would you be so quick to discriminate against a windowless van driver then? Think before judging. This message brought to you by the Windowless Van Drivers Council for Awareness. More information is available at wvdcfa.org and use promo code TOMFRIENDSPOD for 10% off on a toy windowless van. Perfect for the holidays. I don't know if that's old copy or something. The holidays have come and gone. And I will say now it's me talking. I don't know if I'm comfortable saying that windowless van drivers are the most discriminated people in America. But
definitely not.
I don't write them. I just read them. And then and this is also a thing. Again, I've said it before. We get a ton. 99.999% of the response to the show has been glowing. But there's a few people out there that always are not happy about it. And the things they say are that this show is beneath me, that I did the best show for so long, and for me to suddenly slide into this TV show recap format of podcasting is cheap.
Yeah.
And beneath me.
Completely.
And wait, are you agreeing or are you just...
No, I don't know. I didn't know my mic was on.
You didn't. All right. So Ruby.
Yes.
Anything jump out at you in this episode of note?
Well, you know, just watching these, the last two episodes back to back, sexualized Italians.
That's true. Yes.
Aurora
was in the last episode. Yes.
And then one thing I realized was this was the episode that sort of elevated the word vestibule into the sort of national, you know, discussion.
Because there's a runner where Chandler is stuck in a vestibule, an ATM vestibule, and he has this internal monologue going with himself. And so much of his, first of all, he's not with the rest of the cast in the entire episode. It's the five and Chandler in an ATM with Jill Goodacre.
Very sexy.
With model Jill
Very
Goodacre.
Very sexy.
Yes.
Seriously, look up her work.
She actually went on to marry Harry Connick Jr.
Lucky man.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again. We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots, shots, shots!
Right. Now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Does that.
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
New activation and upfront payment for 3-month plan required. Taxes and fees extra. Additional restrictions apply. See mintmobile.com for full terms.
So, in this episode, one of the things I thought was remarkable, it was that Ross once again shows his physical comedy chops. David Schwimmer, a cat. They're trying to wrangle a cat that appears right as he's going to tell Rachel, "I have feelings for you," out on the balcony. Then they see a cat, and then...
And we'd see this pop up over and over again.
The...
Just this, Ross getting so close to Rachel, and then, you know, some deus ex machina coming in and screwing things up.
Sure.
Ain't that the truth? Yeah.
And, yeah, in this one, let's go to the... Friends first.
Friends first.
What is that?
That's like a sweeper sound.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's kind of a disintegration.
Okay. It kind of sounded like Christopher Plummer in the end of All the Money in the World, where he's...
He does that sound?
Stammering.
He does that exact sound.
As he's fading, yes.
Where he's saying he's not going to give the money. He's like...
And that's earlier in the movie.
Look, oh, that's
just
earlier?
Watch the movie.
Oh, I haven't seen the movie.
Yeah, you haven't seen the movie.
No.
There's a...
Nah.
Yeah. You haven't... Do you watch anything?
Oh, I watch a ton of stuff. I'm rewatching The Office right now.
Okay.
I love The Office. Every episode
is so good.
Such a great show.
Yeah, you forget how good it is.
Underrated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More people should talk about The Office.
I agree. There should be a podcast about that.
If you're not doing anything.
That's a broadside. That is just a straight shot at me.
No, it's not. I'm just saying into the world, into the pop culture universe, why don't we do an Office
podcast? Why don't you go do it?
I don't have any time.
Yeah. Yeah, you're too busy not watching a 20-minute episode of Friends so you can talk about it. Look, this is not, again, I'm getting knocked off point. Friends first. This is a biggie. Of course, there's the first appearance of Paulo, who would come back now and again. It's also the first time you can say that there's a famous person on the show.
Yes.
Jill Goodick, although not the most famous. The first...
Very sexy.
The first person that I heard you say that the first 8 times. It's...
It's the truth. Seriously, look her up.
I'm not going to look her up.
Oh, I just did. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But the big thing in this one, and again, here are the firsts in this one. This is for people tracking the firsts on Friends. First famous cameo. First appearance of Paulo. First appearance of the neighbor, Mr. Heckles, the downstairs guy.
Larry Hankin.
The first time Phoebe plays music on the show is this. Wow. But the big one is, this is the first episode where Jennifer Aniston is spotting the early version of the Rachel.
Yeah, it's strange to look at those early episodes and not see that sleek hairdo, because you associate that with the early years of the show so much, and she's not rocking the do yet.
This is the start of it though. It starts here. And fun Friends fact.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
I think I said these already. Chandler doesn't share any scenes with the gang. And
Vestibule.
And Vestibule, that's yours, Ruby. The other thing I'll say is this is Matthew Perry's favorite episode. Or was at one point. I'm not sure if it currently is.
I understand why it would be. I'm sure filming it was a real blast.
Oh, I bet.
Getting stuck in a vestibule with such a foxy lady.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, man. All right. Enough.
You got great friends inside.
Seriously. Calm down. So the line of the episode.
It's the line of the episode.
Wait, what happened to the clip there? Hold on.
That's not how I produced it.
It's the line of the episode.
The line of the episode would be Chandler. He says to Jill, see, I wish I had another clip now because, Ruby, I'm glad you're here.
Mm-hmm.
Please let me get through the rest of this episode without talking about how attractive you find Jill Goodacre. Thank you.
Okay.
Chandler says to her, she offers him gum, and he says, you know, on second thought, gum would be perfection. And then we go to his internal voice. He's like, gum would be perfection. Gum would be perfection. Could I have said gum would be nice, or I'll have a stick? But no. For me, gum is perfection. I loathe myself. Okay, we'll rank the episode.
Love it.
And it, another funny thing he does in the episode is when
vestibule.
He eats. The gum flies out of his mouth. He tries to blow a bubble, and he tries to casually put it back in his mouth, but he puts a piece of gum that isn't his back in his mouth. And this episode, I thought it was funny. I think Chandler's thing is
the Faye Weisiger.
What's that?
Chandler, the Faye Weisiger.
The Faye Weisiger. 5.5 out of 10 friends for this one. And to rank the friends, Phoebe, Rachel, Monica, Ross, Joey, back in the basement, Chandler.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, thanks for listening to Meet My Friends, the Friends. We will be back with another episode. We are going through the entirety of the show.
Music by Josh Cantor.
7 down, 229 to go. We'll get there. Thanks for listening.